Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 473. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. This program, 473, we have some great Bible reading and explanation of what the Bible means. We also have letters. We've got music. And whatever the Lord gives me so far as commentary. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint me and to anoint the readers and to anoint everyone out in radio land, the lost and the saved, that the souls of the unsaved will be saved, and that those that are saved and considering falling away, that they become strengthened so that that never happens. Okay, so Father, we ask that you do that, that your words come through me with your power in the mighty name of Jesus, and all that can be done. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, here's a very good friend of mine who just passed away today. His name is Porter Wagner. I've been on his TV show before, and Porter opened up our store for us in Nashville, Tennessee, and he played at our restaurant in Elma, Arkansas. And he actually did it for nothing. I mean, we were just that good of buddies. And I've used his recording studio to record in. And here he is with one of his background singers to sing something that he just did today. It's called You Gotta Walk That Lonesome Valley. And Porter walked that lonesome valley today all by himself. Porter Wagner.
Yourself, 'cause nobody you can go.
go there for you. You've got to go all by yourself.
Some would say that John was a Baptist. Others say he was a Jew.
But we're taught by the Holy Scripture that he was a preacher too. That he was a preacher too.
Praise the Lord. Porter and I are going to sing for you at the end of the program. Dolly Parton wrote a song for us, and it's called Lord Hold My Hand, and we're going to sign off with that later in the evening. But right now we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
I thank God for you bringing the truth to us. I was a Muslim a few months ago. I read your book, The Messiah, and I was fully convinced. I gave my life to Christ, and I joined a growing church.
See, this book, The Messiah book, was written primarily to win Jews with, but it's having tremendous success with the Muslims and with every kind of religion there is. Showing the 333 prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was the only one that rose from the dead. His tomb is empty. He's not there anymore. You can go to the tomb of all these others, Buddhist and all the others, and you'll see that they're in there, all right. They're stinking flesh and their bones, but Jesus rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he ascended into the kingdom of heaven. In the sight of over 500 people, they watched him. And continue on.
I will be baptized next week. May God richly bless each one there. Send me a Bible. Thank you for bringing some light to my soul. Signed, O. Agazima from Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria.
Right. You know, this world is lying in darkness, and then the light shone into the world. It isn't just some light. This is the light of the world. Is the Word of God, which is Spirit, God's Spirit, and it's His life. And it is the light of the world. There's no other light. So don't just say it's some light. Tell the truth. Tell it's all the light you're ever going to see. The more you read it, the more light you're going to have. And the more eternal life you're going to have. Okay, you have another letter.
Yes.
But that's a very good letter.
Amen.
Because it's a baby Christian. He just has to. That's why we have pastors, amen, to teach people. And pastors and teachers, preachers, evangelists, and we all have our different positions. All right, then what?
From Cotabato, Philippines. Dear Brother Doug, how are you? I hope all is well with you and your family and ministry. First of all, I beg an apology for the delay of my email and the report, being a distributor of the gospel literature of Pastor Tony Lamo's ministries assigned in our province of North Cotabato. In the hour of silence for quite a long time, I did my very best, working for the glory of God by using the gospel literature distributed in every corner of our province. I find an opportunity to share the literature through the film Evangelistic Crusades, and we did it before the start of the show. And every week, we do the Evangelistic Film Crusades with the help of my church members and the handicapped pastor whose both legs are disabled since birth, but he is willing to work voluntarily in the distribution of Pastor Tony Lamo's gospel material. We pray for him for his ministry of tribal Filipinos. He included in the picture conducting the Bible study to the youth and distributing the literature before the film showing in the evening. Attached herewith also is the picture of my team partners of the distribution. They came from other local churches in North Cotabato province, and they have distributed already the gospel literature untiringly for the glory of God and to sympathize with the mission vision of Pastor Tony Alamo in obedience to God's command, go and preach to the whole world, reaching the lost by his words. I conducted Bible study to every house in our village by using Pastor Lamo's gospel literature and materials, and they were really blessed, the teaching taking in the Bible's expounding by our pastor. Some of the people in our villages requested me to come again for a Bible study, and they keep the materials for everyday follow-up for the growth of their spiritual life. These are all in my report, Brother Doug, and I hope you could send me a newsletter regarding Pastor Lamo's updated activities. Extend my best regards to your family and to Pastor Tony Alamo, his family, and ministry. Tell them that we love him and will always pray for his ministry. In his service, Pastor Jesse from Villa Rica, Midsayap, Cotabato, Philippines.
Praise the Lord. Now, speaking about the Apostle Jude, he also vividly described the apostates. In other words, the false prophets that we have with us today, they are the same as they were then in terms of their character and
unconscionable
activities. This you would be able to see in many of the verses in verses 4, 8, 10, 16, 18, and 19. Now, much of that epistle was taken from the book of Enoch. Now, there's the first, second, and third book of Enoch. They're pseudo writer. The actual writer was not the one named in its title. All these writings occur first in 1st Enoch, verse 12. There are three books of Enoch. A lot of this came from the book of Enoch. And so there are many other books in the Bible, but the Vatican left them out because the Bible says anyone taking away from the Word of God, their part will be taken away from them in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So they don't have any blessings, so... There are some little things that are, to me, big that have been placed in there, a few verses. But other than that, the book of Enoch that I have, and there's some forgeries, so you have to have the right books of Enoch. Verses number 9, to support his points. You want to get the book of Jude and read verse 9.
Verse 9,
yes.
Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee.
So this makes it acceptable, since Jude was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which it states in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16, okay? And 2 Peter 1:20-21. Okay.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Now 2 Peter 1:20-21, Sharon.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Also, this included material that was very accurate and true. In his affirmations, he did no differently than the Apostle Paul of Acts 17:20.
For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
And 1 Corinthians 15:33.
1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners.
And Titus 1:12. Sharon?
One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies.
Okay. Now, the Bible tells of so many different heresies that are in where people were antichrist. They were all over the place. And one of the things that you can do to make it to where you're never going to be deceived by any antichrist is to read the Bible. And so we're going to read a little bit from the 11th chapter of Isaiah, which tells some foretells of some signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we're going to go to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. So let's start out with chapter 11, Sharon.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse.
This is a ruler. Okay, then what?
And a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
This is Jesus, and this is Old Testament telling of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And then what?
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
There was no one that took. The Bible says that Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. So without Jesus, there is no wisdom of God and there's no power of God. He is the entire wisdom and the entire power of God. And so we need to have faith in Jesus because he is all wisdom and all power. Then what?
The Spirit of counsel and might.
He is the Spirit, the counselor, our great counselor. Then what?
The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
He has all these spirits. Then what?
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord.
Right. When you have the fear of the Lord, you're going to have an open ear. You're going to be eager to listen to the things that the Lord has to say so that you must be of quick understanding because we are his body. And we have to receive the scriptures and in a very intense way, and to eat the Word of God, which is like eating his flesh, and to drink it, his blood, which is to keep ourselves cleansed with the blood of Jesus. And the Scripture tells us to flee from the very appearance of evil. When we see something that's evil, it should bounce off of our eyes and we turn in a different direction. And just flee from it, because anything that's coming to us that is in the form of temptation, which is coming from the devil, we know that it's there to cause our souls to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And if we haven't quick understanding, then it's very vague in our minds and in our spirits, the things that the Lord tells us to do, such as flee from the very appearance of evil. And so we just gawk at it, or gaze at it, and let it inhabit our spirits, our minds, our souls, our flesh. And then if we do that, well, then we surely will sin. All right? Because when you allow sin to tempt you, then you're just showing the devil that you want to be tempted. You want to believe what the devil says over what the Lord says, because you don't have quick understanding, and you won't have these spirits of the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom to flee from the very appearance of evil. Okay, then what?
And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes.
No, he'll judge according to the word of the Lord. And that's what a lot of people are doing today. They're judging by what the Antichrist tells them to judge by. Here the Antichrist is the biggest sinner, and they're the biggest hypocrites on the face of this earth. They are murderers, first-degree murderers. They're condoning abortion, homosexuality, pedophile, if you want to call it pedophile, call it child molestation, and all the other things that these Roman Catholic cultists do. And then you never see them prosecuted because they run the government. And they don't want you to know the scriptures. That's why they've taken the Bible out of school. They want your children to go to hell. This is like This world government is powered by that great red dragon, the devil, and his seat is in Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills or mountains. In the old time, they used to call them hills and mountains or whatever. Sometimes they call them mountains, sometimes they call them hills. But that's the seat of Satan, is in Rome, Italy. And you believe that doctrine of theirs, international law, in other words, one nation under God doesn't exist anymore because we've joined the international family. And now we have to be, we're the strong arms of the Vatican, the Antichrist, and so we go and they've been brainwashed, our children, our sons and daughters, to the point to where they feel like they're being real patriotic to go over there and slaughter people. But this is totally against the Word of God. And we're praying for the people that are causing them to do that, but I just pray that they're saved. Because we don't use carnal weapons. They try to make it look like we do, but we don't own even a slingshot over here or even a toy pistol. And so, you know, if maybe Waco did, but still, that was according to the U.S. Constitution, that they have the right to bear arms. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying that our church doesn't do that. We don't do that. It's not wrong for people that don't believe in God to bear arms. But it's not right before the eyes of the Lord. All right? According to the U.S. Constitution, it's the law of the land to be able to bear arms. Now, they're saying that we're not that people don't obey the law of the land. They're the ones that don't obey the law of the land. They're out murdering people with bullets, bombs, poison gas, and all these things. And they are condoning abortion, homosexuality, adultery, fornication. They all fornicate. They all commit adultery, and many of them are homosexuals. You saw that senator tapping his foot in the bathroom and doing lewd things with his hands, and then there was a police officer, and he showed his badge to him or something. And so he came out of the toilet and says, well, look at what do you think about this, and showed him his card that he's a congressman or senator. Whatever, they're a bunch of human beings that need to be saved, amen?
Amen.
And so there's nothing we can do about that but pray to God to destroy their flesh, that their souls might be saved. Okay, but we have no part in that except to pray to God. Now, go ahead and read some more.
He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor.
Right, there's so many people that say they're of the Lord, and they bring false accusations against people, even in churches, and they don't realize that they are hated by God when they do that. Go ahead some more.
With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth.
Yeah. That's what he's doing right now. And what the rod of his mouth is the word of God. All he has to do is speak the word, and everyone, every evil person will be flushed into the lake of fire. That's all he has to do. That's how quick he is. Then what?
And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
That's the word of God. So there's a lot of people that are being slain, and people saying poor, innocent people. God doesn't kill poor, innocent people. The devil does. That's what this world government is, this international government. They are hiring people. Clinton hired this man to murder me, and I'm preaching the gospel. I'm not hurting anybody. So they're the murderers, and they also condone abortion. Now, I just heard on the news today that Mrs. Clinton wants her husband to go to a therapy classes because he has a sexual problem, as if we didn't know. Everybody knows he has a problem, amen?
Amen.
And so people like that, to have a reprobate like that as president, and now they want to put the reprobate's wife in there. The Bible states if a woman commits adultery on a man, or a man is a reprobate like that, if she was a Christian, she's not to be associated with him. But there's so many evil people that love to commit adultery and fornication and homosexuality and lesbianism, and they like to murder their own children. And so they love to put people into office that agree with that lifestyle, but so that they can live a little more of a life of peace, and they hope that Mrs. Clinton will then give orders to murder a bunch more Christians so that the world can be rid of us. However, those of you that think that way, I pray to God that God will destroy you with the word, the breath of his mouth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm sure that you have some kind of ailment now, and God can, if you don't repent, and it seems like you won't, because you're a wicked, you just don't believe in that there's such a thing as sin. And some of you know there is sin, but you just love sin, and you don't want it to stop. But it's going to cease because the Lord's going to put everything on fire. All right, then what? Let's go to Isaiah 53 for a while. Here's some more testimonies about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first coming. This is in the Old Testament before Christ came to earth the first time. Then go ahead.
Who hath believed our report?
In other words, Isaiah is saying, who believes what we're saying? Because we're prophesying of the coming of the Messiah. Who has believed our preaching, our teaching? Then what?
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
And who is the arm? The mighty word of God. Because the word of God is God's arm. Who has the word of God being revealed? Okay, go ahead.
For he shall grow up before him.
Christ shall grow up before him, what?
As a tender plant.
As a tender plant. He will receive no evil. Then what?
And as a root out of a dry ground.
In other words, there's no spiritual. The Bible says that the spiritual is symbolized by spiritual water. Rivers of living water in people when you receive the Spirit of God. And so he's coming out of a dry ground, and this is the river of life Christ is. And he's springing up out of a dry ground where there's absolutely no knowledge of the Messiah. Then what?
He hath no form nor comeliness.
He isn't going to look beautiful or putting on big, tall hats like the Pope does, and array himself with red and scarlet and purple and gold and all these things. He doesn't want you to look at him because of the way he looks, so he came looking just like an ordinary man. Then what?
And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
He doesn't make himself look beautiful. He could make himself look as beautiful, more beautiful than anything that you could ever dream of. And he could deck himself with all kinds of gold and everything. But God doesn't do things like that. And so when you see people doing things like that, you know it's the devil. Because he hasn't any spiritual thing that the devil, this Pope, that we should honor him. He has to deck himself out with scarlet robes and purple and all this sort of stuff. Now, I'm a costume designer. I design costumes for many stars. And I thought surely the Pope would come to me because I use rhinestones and mirrors and all types of stuff, but he never did. And I know why. Okay, and then what else?
He is despised and rejected of men.
Jesus was despised and rejected by men, but the Pope is accepted. And people like Clinton are accepted. The Bible says for us to beware of people that are highly admired by people because they're not of the Lord. Okay, then what?
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Right. The Lord was acquainted with grief and was a man of sorrows. And then what?
And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
So back then they did, and today they are too. They're hiding their faces from the Word of God. Because Christ is the Word of God. Believe on the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's the whole Word of God. You don't believe him. You believe the reprobates of this earth, and that's to your own hurt. A Christ is far away from you now. He's in, living in us, but he's far away from you. You can't hurt him anymore. And as a matter of fact, he's coming back to destroy you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's destroying many of you right now. But you're too stupid to know it. Am I calling you stupid? Yes, anybody. Actually, fools. Because when a person says there's no God and that the Word of God doesn't mean what it says, you're a fool, the Bible says. Okay?
Yeah.
Then what else?
He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Yeah, he was despised. And you people still esteem him not. You would rather esteem anything other than the Lord. It's like you can say anything you want about Jesus to the Catholics, but don't you dare say anything about that unholy cult, because they'll kill you. Well, come on, do it quick, because I want to go to heaven anyway. All right, then what else?
Surely he hath borne our griefs.
Yes, he has borne our griefs and sorrows. Okay, come on.
And carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yeah, he died on the cross in place of us for our sins. Then what?
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
So we are healed. I mean, we are healed already. If you're a born-again Christian, just get saved and the Lord has already healed you. And those of you that are in sick beds and you can't get rid, there's some kind of disease cleaving unto you, well, get saved and the Lord will heal you instantly. All right, now then what?
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
So the sins of the whole world went on Jesus. He paid the punishment for us, and if we repent and continue doing his will, we are saved and healed. Then what?
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
Look at all these different prophecies of the Lord just in this one chapter here. And then in chapter 11 of Isaiah, and this is 53. Then what?
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
And this is the Lord. Don't you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land.
That means he was killed out of the land. Cut off for us. Then what?
For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked.
There was the two wicked people that died with him, and he made his grave with them. Then what?
And with the rich in his death.
Yeah, Joseph Arimathea, the rich man, took his body and buried him in his tomb. Then what?
Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
It'll prosper because those that believe in the death and resurrection of the Lord can be saved. And that pleases the Lord that he can have many sons instead of just the one. If you get on your knees and ask the Lord to enter into you, he'll enter into you by the Spirit. He'll give you a new spirit and then he'll enter into it. And then that which he accomplished at Calvary will have benefited you. If you do not do that, well then you will never be benefited by what he did, all the sorrow and tragedy he went through. Torture. But if you do ask the Lord to save your soul, then you will be saved as well. The Spirit of God, the same Spirit that was in Christ, will enter you, and you'll spend eternity if you continue on doing His will. And you can do it when the Spirit of God enters in you. A lot of people think, I can't keep all those commandments, and you can't. But once the Lord enters into you, then you have the power of God in you and the zeal of God in you to keep the commandments of the Lord. And you have the power to be able to do it. And the things that you used to do, you'll hate. And the things that you used to hate to think about, that I can't do it, and I just can't, I know I'm not that kind of a person. That's right. You are not that kind of person, either was I. And I was into more sin, more than likely, than you ever thought of being in. And I received the power of God to be able to keep His commandments and to continue on now for 43 years. And so if I can do it, you can. All right? Amen. Then what?
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied.
Yeah, the Lord, because He looked into the future and saw all of us, and every one of you that will receive Him, He saw you, and that satisfied His soul. And that's why He went through with it. Then what?
By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for He shall bear their iniquities.
Yes, because He bore our sins, our iniquities. Then what?
Therefore will I divide Him a portion with the great, and He shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because He hath poured out His soul unto death.
Yeah, He divided the spoil with the strong. In other words, He dole out a certain amount of the kingdom of heaven to each one of us. We will rule the kingdom of heaven with His word, with a rod of iron, which is His word. Then what?
And He was numbered with the transgressors, and He bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
All right, praise the Lord. All right, now let's go to the 14th chapter and start out just before this is talking about the devil that's trying to stop everybody from receiving the Lord and from reading His word. But when you're reading the word of God, you're receiving the Lord. And you're gaining more spiritual power the more you read it and receive it. Then go ahead.
The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing.
Well, what verse are you on?
I started at 6.
Then what? What is number? What is the first verse?
For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel. And
yeah. Okay, so God chooses Israel, Jacob. Okay, then what?
And set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them.
And that's what? They've been returned back to their homeland now. Then what?
They shall cleave to the house of Jacob.
Read fast.
And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming.
This is talking about Satan, because Satan is definitely going to hell. And then after this, hell and the lake of fire and death will be thrown into the lake of fire, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth and gnawing on your tongue for pain. Then what?
It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations.
So you see, kings and presidents, all these people are going to hell with Satan because they fought him. Because they have become guilty in shedding blood that they have shed. These are the devils, the devil-possessed people. They were possessions of Satan, like Clinton, Bush, and a lot of the other former presidents. And they have defiled themselves in their idols, which they have made. And they have caused their days. They have caused their days to draw near. And that they have come even unto their years, the end of their life. Therefore, the Lord says, have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom, which is Esau, shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. And all you weasels out there that think you're getting by with this, you're crazy. Now, this is talking about the devil. Let's continue on there.
All they shall speak and say unto thee.
So in the bottomless pit, all the people that are in there in hell are, narrow their eyes and say to him, what?
Art thou also become weak as we?
Have you, you used to just rant and rave here on earth, and now you're down here with us. You ain't so much. You're down here with us. You're weak like we are. As a matter of fact, you weakened us. You were the weakest of us all. Then what?
Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave.
Look at you pompous idiots sitting on a throne over there in Rome and sitting in the White House and sporting yourselves, you bunch of stinking weasels. Then what?
And the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said...
You weaken the nations because you said it's all right for them to abort their children. The children, because they have shed innocent blood in the land. Therefore, also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. That you're doing, you bunch of weasels, but you're come to the end of your days. This is the end of the world. And what are you going to do now? You bunch of creeps. Then what?
For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven.
Oh, yeah, you're saying the same thing today. Don't listen to the word of God. I'm God. I will ascend into heaven. I am God. Okay, when they're killing you, will you say that you're God then? God said. Then what?
I will exalt my throne above the stars.
You yourself will exalt you, but that's not God exalting you. Now you're going to hell. And now you're going to be cast into the lake of fire with the angels that you brainwash you into going away from the service of the Lord, and all the people in this world that you have brain damaged, I might say. Then what?
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side.
You'll sit on the mount of the congregation. You stinking whizzy, you're going to burn forever. And like I've told you that before, actually I've had the devil appear right in front of me, and whether you believe this or not, but I was like sleeping on many occasions, and he choked me, and I said the blood of Jesus, and I felt his hands, I was wide awake then, and I felt his hands leave my throat, and then he started, and I says, wait a minute, I want to tell you something, and he started choking me again. I, honest to God, could feel his hands on me. It's like some kind of weird rubbery substance, and I felt his foot on my chest, and I could hear him going, like that. I says, the more you do to me, I'm going to destroy you with the Word of God. That every time you hit me, I'm going to hit you a million times worse. And now, and then it got so bad on my throat, I said, the blood of Jesus against you, and he went right away. That's how weak the devil is. Okay, now keep reading.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation.
You're going to sit on the coals of hell and be screaming your stinking head off in the pit in the lake of fire, because it's going to be blistering you forever. And just when you think that the pain is, no, you can't take it no more, God's going to crank it up for you more. He's got it set to where every few seconds it just cranks up all the more and all the more, and you won't be able to pass out. And that goes for everyone out of you, out in radio land and throughout the entire world. If you don't get down and repent on your knees, God's going to crank it up on you to where you wish to God that you had never been born. Okay, then what?
In the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
No, you won't. No, you've been cast down to earth. You know your time is up, and that's why you're grazing hell on earth. But it's not going to be that way long, because there's a lot of people that don't swallow your garbage, and I, for one, do not. I'm not afraid of you, you stinking fatherless child. You, Father God, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Then what?
I will be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're high, all right. You've been chewing morning glory seeds or sniffing glue or something. You're as high as a kite, ain't you? Then what else?
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.
I clap in my hands, you weasel. Then what?
They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble?
Yeah, is this little beggarly spirit the one that made the earth to tremble, the one that caused a bunch of people to have to go to hell because they're fearful of him and unbelieving? That's thinking nothing. This creation of God that caused himself to go to hell is going to be groveling in the hot coals and in the lake of fire forevermore. And God, rebuke him today and stop him every way there he is. Open up doors for us and close them to him. Frustrate him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then what?
Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness?
That's what he's doing. I mean, all these terrorists, they're making the world a wilderness. So God is retaliating and saying, no, I want to get you first. So he's causing tsunamis, fires, floods, droughts. The devil isn't doing that. The Lord is doing that. So, you know, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. Those of us that are saved, we're not going to miss anything because God always takes care of us. All right? Just like he did the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. He destroyed them, but not one hair on the heads of the Israelites were harmed. Until they started rising up against God, then God opened the earth and swallowed them after such a great deliverance. They did that. And look at the deliverance that the Lord has provided for every single person on this earth. And when they reject the Son of God, Christ the Messiah, God himself in the flesh, what do you think God's going to do to you for that? Okay, then what?
Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners?
No, he wouldn't let you go. But Christ came to set the prisoners free. Amen?
Amen.
And you can be free. It doesn't make any difference how devil-possessed you are. If you cry unto God, he'll deliver you right tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, whenever you're listening to this tape. Then what?
All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain.
An abominable branch. Oh, that's beautiful. The Lord really knows how to hurt a guy. Amen. Then what?
And as the raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water.
And the Lord says, my father is the farmer, the husbandman, and I am the what? The vine?
Yes.
And you people are the branches. Now, any one of you people that are not doing my Father's will by bringing forth the kind of fruit that the Lord wants, which is souls, he said that the Lord is going to have you bound up and you're going to be cast into the fire. And if you think that you can just say a prayer and be saved without going out and helping to witness and testify or help finance the real work of the Lord, You're not going to have any excuse at the judgment bar of God. And there's all kinds of people that didn't know they were going to go out today. Porter Wagner went out today. And, he was a good old boy, but he's out in eternity now. He can't come back. He had to walk it all by himself. Amen?
Amen.
So you folks that want to be saved and you don't want to be judged, you don't want to spend eternity in hell with this wicked, weak, beggarly spirit. Well, you could be saved right now by saying this prayer. All right? The Lord died for you and he wants you saved. So just say this prayer and he promises that he will save your soul and forgive all your former filthy things, no matter how awful they were. Every single one of them. So say the prayer to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father, rose him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just praise and thank the Lord, and Sharon, tell the people in Radioland how they can receive a copy of program number 473. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, Lord bless you, and make sure you tune in tomorrow for another life-giving spiritual message to add power to your soul. And right now, here's my Porter Wagner and myself to sing for you, Lord, Hold My Hand. It's written by Dolly Parton.
And deeds I do be kind. Let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind. Hold my hand lest I lose my way. Hold my hand and lead me home. Guide each step that I might go. Hold my hand and keep me strong. And let my words have meaning, Lord. Anything that I might speak, if you see me leaning low, just hold my hand and strengthen me.